We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now, we bring on somebody you hear every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6. The legendary, or anytime actually, at JillOnMoney.com. Jill Schlesinger. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
There you are. Hi, Jill. Yeah. How are you?
Hi. Oh, sorry.
Hey, one thing before we get started, just wanted to say you do a newsletter, and if you guys would like to sign up for it, just go to JillOnMoney.com.
I like that.
Well, come on. It's, you know, we're helping you build the franchise. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Yes. Someone just pointed out to me recently. They said, well, hey, dummy, you have no advertising on your website. I said, I know. I love it. It's so clean.
Oh, yeah. But if somebody came to you and said, I'd like to give you $1 million to sponsor the website, would you do it?
It depends who
it is. Oh, who it is.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Well, a couple of things that you're into this week. We'll go to the blog here for now. Okay. So like negative 0.5%, that's the the ECB, that's what they're doing?
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Yeah, explain that.
Okay, right now global growth has slowed down, and there are only a certain amount of ways to kind of pump up the economy. And one way, as we know here in the United States, we've seen this, is the Federal Reserve or the central bank will lower interest rates. And the idea is that all these central banks, they basically say, hey, you want to keep your money on reserve with us, big financial institution.
Yeah.
We'll pay you a certain amount of money for those reserves. So right now in the U.S., we're going to get an interest rate cut this week, but we'll just say it's about, they'll say, hey, we'll pay you 2%. The Fed will pay big financial institutions 2% to keep their money there. And then the banks will say, okay, well, then we can charge individuals, you know, 4% to, you know, and that's that's how they make money, right? Well, in the European, a lot of European economies, those rates when they went to zero weren't enough. So now, if you're a big European financial center and you want to keep your money on reserve at the European Central Bank, you got to pay them. And that's crazy, right?
You would do that because why?
Because I'll tell you why. Because you say, hey, you know what? I'd rather pay them than lend the money out because the economy is so uncertain and Brexit is so weird and we can't find good people to lend our money to. So we're just going to – we'll pay you. Anyway, this is a crazy thing. I know that. And by the way, why would any investor – buy a like a negative yielding piece of paper, right?
Security.
Hey, you know, think about that. Like, if I'm in a weird place and things are uncertain,
right?
I just might want to say, all right, I'll pay them a little bit, like an insurance policy.
Wow.
As someone once said to me, it's cheaper than putting getting money in a vault. Some are just doing it because they think the global economy will slow down even more. Rates will go further deeper into negative territory. In other words, there is somebody else, a greater fool than you, who will pay more. we'll see. We're a long way from negative. The 200 basis points, 2% away from negative. So the Fed will meet this week. We will likely get a quarter of a point. They're going to mention things like this oil spike that we're seeing this morning because of Saudi Arabia getting bombed. They're going to say it's transitory. That just means temporary.
Yeah.
I can almost guess that. And you know what? They're probably right, but you're not going to be happy when you go fill up your car and you're going to say, oh, I hate this. I hate the oil companies. You hate it. And then it'll go back to where it was.
And blame whoever was responsible for this. And we don't know really. Right.
Well, I mean, look, who knows? These are very, from the investment point of view, the only thing we care about is there's less oil coming into the market.
Right.
There's no way to replace it.
Right.
And we're a little nervous when someone like the president says locked and loaded, especially if it's Iran that's in their sights. So there is some concern around this.
Jill, I mean, you know, in a way, though, you get a really I get an uneasy feeling with this in that things are so slow that you're having to actually 0.5% for your interest rate. I mean, it just seems to me that I'm a little twitchy about that.
You know, I think that you're right. I think that that's one of the big concerns when you look around the world is that it's not just that growth is slowing down in the U.S. It's just that growth everywhere is slowing down. And obviously the trade war has contributed to that. However, things were slowing down before that. So there's just some hot areas that bear watching, whether it's China, Europe, here in the U.S. These are we need to see whether growth will resume. Right now, man, it's on us. The consumers are propping up this economy. Here we come, consumers to the rescue.
Hey, when's our next spending report, by the way?
Well, we just got one, actually.
Yeah,
we got a retail sales report came out last week, and it was pretty good. It really was. So, you know, keep an eye on that. Obviously, keep an eye on the strike at the GM facilities, because that's going to hurt automakers. Not a good thing.
We're psychic, because I was thinking the exact same thing. They're thinking, you know, it depends on how long-lived it is, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. But, you know, that said, the auto industry was already suffering a bit of a downturn because of this dip in growth. And they had like three or four fantastic years in a row, so things are slowing down. I was just reading an article this morning about the death of the sedan. Like, if you want to buy a sedan from a U.S. car maker, it looks like it's going to be hard to find one. So I'm going to just walk.
You know
what I'm going
to
do.
You know what else is hard to find? Is a manual transmission.
You know, I used to drive a stick.
I did too. I love it.
Very, very into my stick. And then I moved. I was living in New England for a while. Then I moved back to New York.
Yeah.
And I said, what kind of idiot drives a stick?
Well, yeah, try and go down one of the avenues north and south.
Right?
Or, I don't know, at 4 o'clock on a Friday. Good luck.
Exactly.
Burn your clutch out.
I got over it.
All right, big girl. Well, listen, we will talk to you next week, Jill.
All right, take care.
Get you anytime at JillOnMoney.com. A lot of valuable tools there. And yes, don't forget the newsletter. It's nice. Jill, by the way, brought to you by Asset Strategies of Avon, AssetStrats.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.